The Bible says that God is angry with the wicked all day long. These are areas in this world that provoke God's righteous anger. Nations that don't care about the living God. Nations that turn their back on the living God, who worship false gods. This is, I think, an act of God's holy and righteous anger upon wicked people who want nothing to do with Him. 150,000 people dead in a matter of hours and days. And the message, I think, is clear. What God is saying to them, to this world, is don't toy with me. I'm a righteous God. I'm a holy God. And I will punish the iniquity of those who withstand me, of those who rebel against me. And I will show the nations that their gods are but false gods. I don't know that you can read your Bibles and come to any different conclusion. Our God is not a safe God. He's a consuming fire. And it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And countless thousands have discovered that this week. The real tragedy, my friends, was not really an earthquake. It was not tsunamis that were 30 feet high. It wasn't that 150,000 people died. Everyone's going to die. Some will die a more horrible and ghastly death than others. That's not the tragedy. All people must die. It is appointed for everyone to live and die, and afterwards the judgment. The real tragedy, my friends, is that likely 150,000 people, and double that in the next week or so, are going into a Christless eternity where there is no mercy and where they will endure the ages without end and without mercy. And that is the real tragedy. The real tragedy. All that said, this is a day of salvation for the nations. And God often uses terrible acts of judgment to awaken people to their need for the living God, where they see their gods can't save them, and where they turn out, cry out to the living God. This is also a day of mercy for these nations, for those who remain, for those who survive. We need to pray that God would send out laborers into the harvest, into that harvest, with the good news of Jesus Christ. And bring them that news of salvation that they need to escape the consummate tragedy of everlasting hell. We need to be faithful and labor to that end, I think, considering the travesty of what's just happened. And to be thankful that we live in a land where we are experiencing a relative degree of safety. I don't know about you, but I felt less safe. Less safe. Past week, and more conscious that the good things that we enjoy, the earthquake-less existence, the waves that don't pound over us, the food that we enjoy, the pestilence that doesn't devour us, that, like that, everything could change, that we're not so safe, and that God could, and don't think He couldn't, reduce us. Don't think for a minute that 150,000 couldn't die within the next week. We could, if God so permitted. We live by grace. And I don't know about you, but I was struck by that again this week. That's something to give thanks for. Let us never presume with God. We know any good, we know it by the grace of God.